I think most of us were introduced to this group because of their harmony, because of their family connection, because of their a cappella singing. And today they're back full circle with that sound. And we've got them here for the hour. The Martins next.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
I'm excited to be back with Jonathan, Joyce, and Judy, the Martins. And let me tell you, they have this a cappella project out. That is kind of the basis for the discussion that's going on here. Plus, we're listening to a lot of their music just in general. But as we talk about this new one, a cappella, you want to find out more? It's at martinsonline.com. We're picking up where we left off last time.
Hey, the Martins have some cool music on this project. It's simply titled a cappella. All the creativity went into the arrangement, not into the title of the project, I noticed.
Exactly. Well, it was hard to, you try to think of a word, you know, a word that's going to mean what's happened here, but it really is just an a cappella project.
So, I hate doing this to you, but I know nowhere else to go at this point except for, hey, Jonathan, what's your favorite song on the project?
Cool. I liked the prayer. I liked the we brought that to when we were working with Larry Goss, and it's always been done as a duet. And he kind of said, that's been a duet. I don't know if I can do it, if we can do an arrangement for a trio with that. But it did stick in his head. The title of the song and the song itself, because we ended up working on something else, and we were sitting there, and there was a seemed like we were taking care of some email or a phone call or interview or something, and as we got back and paid attention to what Larry was doing, he was over on the piano, and he was playing. Wow. He had that going, and so we were like, oh, are we going to work out? I said, you know what, give me just another little minute, and he sat there a minute. He says, come over here, and we started doing the prayer, and you know, at that point, thinking maybe we weren't going to be able to do the song. And he came up with a wonderful arrangement that was able to, for a trio, to fit a trio, that we could each have a line that would keep the song moving, and it married it all together to just a great creation. So it's one of my favorite moments of arranging for this project was the prayer.
Judy?
It is always so hard to pick a favorite, and especially on this project, there is such a variety. My favorite song on this project is He's Everything to Me. And I started singing this song in church when I was very small, and it really intrigued me because it was not like any other song that we sang in church. It was in the hymnal, but it was just totally different. And so I started singing it in church by myself, getting up there, singing it because it was so different. And then as I got older and I began paying attention to the words of the song and what it was saying, it was one of the first things that made me realize that not everybody grows up in church and not everybody believes on the Lord as a child. And for me to realize that here was someone who was an intellectual person, who was seemed to be doing well for themselves, but for them to start asking questions about Jesus and about the history of it, and then all of a sudden realizing that they came to a personal relationship. And they found out about the grace of God. And only God knows what they were going through in order to find that. But it just really floored me and to realize that not everybody comes to Jesus the same way. And so it's a really cool song. I love it. It's fun, nostalgic.
In the stars His handiwork I see. On the wind He speaks with majesty. Though He ruleth over land and sea, what is that to me? I will celebrate nativity. captivity, for it has a place in history. Sure, he came to set his people free. What is that to me? Till by faith I met him face to face, and I felt the wonder of his grace. Then I knew that he was more than just a God who didn't care, that lived way out there. And now he walks beside me day by day, ever watching o'er me lest I stray, helping me to find that narrow way. He's everything to everything to me. He's everything to me.
The Martins. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, from a cappella to this song from the project New Day. We've got them here for the hour as part two of The Martins continue.
I can't understand.
Friends. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Rewinding 20 years to the first a cappella project. Here's a cut from that.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Harmony from the A Cappella Hymns Project from the Martins 20 years prior. So now we're talking about the second A Cappella Project from the Martins. We're talking to Joyce, Judy, and Jonathan.
So Joyce, do you have a favorite? Do you have one that just sticks out to you?
I have two. One is Ferris Lord Jesus that David arranged. David Phelps came in and arranged a song for us. And I love it not only because of the lyric of the hymn, but just that we were able to accomplish a David Phelps arrangement. You know, and that, I mean, that was, we weren't sure we could do it. And now we've sung it live a few times. And so as an artist, it makes me proud to be able to represent something he has done because he's brilliant. And then to be able to sing that, you know, every night and feel like, wow. You know,
was it a hard one to learn?
It was hard to learn because of the range of the song. It starts out really low. If he did the demo, David Phelps actually sang all three parts and sent it to us as the arrangement. And if you could hear that, you would never want to hear the Martins do it. But the process of recording it, we still didn't know if we'd ever be able to do it live. But that is, as an artist, I'm proud of that accomplishment. But I really love When I Go Away, because when Michael played us the track and it had all this stuff going on, and we thought we could never in a million years reproduce that with three voices. And we ended up, you know, remember how Glad and Truth, they had more than three voices, sometimes four, five, six people. And Take Six, they have all these people that can do rhythm tracks with their vocals and even horn sounds and percussion and stuff. And we knew that we couldn't do that. But Michael helped us create a vocal track. Mm-hmm. That we sing to on the song. It's all of it's us, but it's got all this stuff going on. And so to hear the finished product, I'm like, that's so cool. We sound so good. I love that.
joy and crown, fairest Lord Jesus, fairest Lord Jesus, fair is the sunshine, fair still the moonlight,
and all the trees,
and all the trees.
The Martins, simply titled A Cappella, rewinding 20 years prior to the first a cappella project titled A Cappella Hymns. Here once again are the Martins.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, for grace to trust Him more.
I'm so glad I've learned to trust Him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me,
will be with me.
We'll continue on conversation with Jonathan, Judy, and Joyce, the Martins, as we're talking about the making of their latest a cappella project, simply titled A Cappella. Right now, this is from New Day, featuring the Martins on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Love isn't logical when it gets nothing in return. It still gives itself away. Faith isn't practical when everything you believe in is something you've never seen and you just believe.
Martins. That's from the project New Day. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. So we've got Jonathan, Joyce, and Judy around the table again. This is part two of our feature on this, and really the discussion talking about the making of the a cappella project 20 years really after they came to the table with the first one.
If you could, if and I'm sure you probably get people to you all the time, they want singing lessons, or they want a vocal tip, or they want something. So if we could do a public service right now and provide a vocal tip, and they say, okay, I and my siblings, or I and my group, my friends, we know how to do triad singing. Mm-hmm. We can do, you know, a 1-3-5. Right. Okay. Blow our minds, get us thinking a little bit different direction. And could you sing a triad and then sing something just a little bit that would challenge somebody to say, okay, if you take the fifth and you do this with it, and then start playing around with that.
Well, we could do softly and tenderly, right, without the sustains in it and stuff, mm-hmm, and then do it with it.
Yeah.
You want to try that?
Yeah.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
Okay, that's kind of a more of a triad thing. Mm-hmm. And what we ended up doing, well, Larry Goss actually, doing with this song is,
softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling,
That's good. And that blows your mind because, especially right there, is that what I've heard Mark Lowry talk about, where you have to learn your own part as the melody?
Yes. Because when Mom taught us to sing, even the triad harmony, we were children. I was 10 when she finally taught all three of us could sing a harmony part. And when we started singing, she would teach me the harmony like it was the melody. I memorized my part only. And so we, when we first started singing harmony, our goal was to hear that little buzz that happens when three different parts are singing together. And so it all started out as memory. And then when we learn new a cappella songs, even when we learn songs that have instruments with them, the parts that are difficult, we have to listen to the CD. Judy and I, our voices are so much alike. Sometimes we say, now, which one is me and which one is you? And we have to learn our part. And so, I mean, we're like anybody else. When you got new stuff, you have to take the time to memorize it and to learn it.
And we still use that buzz she was talking about. That, and we were talking with the Isaacs. They also do a cappella singing and do. Oh my gosh, it was such a great job. And what gauges if it is blending and tight and that we're doing it correctly is when there's an overtone that is buzzing back behind what we're actually singing, and there's other notes that are harmonically happening.
It's like they manifest in the really weird because it sounds like more than more than three people singing.
Yes.
And when that happens, you're like, okay, we're all dialed in, we're on pitch. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, with the Isaacs, if we were to take Judy and pull her out of the Martins for a song and bring, I don't know, Becky or Sonia in, Becky, and then put you over with the Isaacs, Judy, so... I mean, I know you're used to singing with each other because you're your siblings, but vocally, sonically, what do you think would happen if you did something like that?
Sometimes it would sound good. I tell you, the Isaacs, and I'm telling you the truth, it would be easier for them, because I've heard them sing our arrangements, because we goof around all the time, you know, backstage and stuff, and I've heard them sing. Becky and Sonia sang something with Jonathan one night, the doxology,
with me,
and they nailed every single part. It's harder for me to hear their style of music because I don't hear that way. They have a very unique choice of notes. Yeah. But one thing that makes family harmony, the Isaacs and the Martins and the Neelands and anybody in the vocal band, any of them that try to execute an a cappella song, what we have found that helps, being raised by the same parents, our diction is alike. We were taught to speak by the same two people.
Right.
And so we talk alike. And so that helps lock in that musical part of what we do.
The actual enunciation of the words are very similar also.
When I coach other groups, when I'm in the studio with other groups, or if I'm having a vocal lesson with more than one person and they're trying to sing together and blend together, especially if they're not family, is that you have to pay attention to each other, and you have to say your words the same way and start the word the same way and lock in the tone and the way you say the word.
Your consonants should be formed the same tone-wise.
Yeah.
If somebody's singing an E, like eh, and someone's singing it like eh,
the vowel,
and then all those notes, those things have to be conscious of. Mm. You have to be listening to the person next to you.
And I heard it tonight. There's one, and this reminds me, we're doing a little housekeeping here, but on the song that we sang with the Gaithers, with the homecoming series that Vestal sings, Rock of Ages. Jonathan is singing the lead, and Judy and I are singing harmony, and I've got to figure out, and we need to go over that, because he has the way you're saying E in one place. I haven't been able to find it. And it sounds okay. Nobody knows the difference, but I know that it could be tighter, and I've got to figure out how you're pronouncing that. Will you help me with that later?
Yeah, tighten up.
Seriously, I want to know how to do that better.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching for you and for me.
Come home.
Please come home.
part-time preacher in a small town church bows his head to pray. Early morning echoes off the empty walls of that sacred place. In 3 short hours this room will be filled up with desperate souls. And he's begging God to tell him what they need to know when a still small voice says, tell them that I love them, that I died to set them free. Tell them there's an answer for everything they need. Tell them there's forgiveness and hope in suffering. The truth never gets old, so say it again and again. Tell them that I about Charlie, who just said goodbye to his bride of 50 years. And Nathan and Sadie still praying for a baby through empty arms and tears. This is where they're running to find a little peace inside their pain. And he's pleading with the Savior for the words to say when a still small. In a small town church, bows his head to pray.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Martins as we're listening to sounds. That was from New Day, by the way, but listening to sounds from the new a cappella project, but also having the flashback to the first a cappella project simply titled A Cappella Hymns. Here again, the Martins.
Trust and obey.
Then in fellowship, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
Trust and obey, trust and obey, and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
And obey.
You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends. I love the family harmony behind this group of kids who grew up in Arkansas without a piano. So they learned to sing a cappella. Their mom taught them. And we've heard their story through the last program and into this program, part two, with Jonathan, Joyce, and Judy. We know them as the Martins.
This may be an awkward question or maybe a hard question. I don't know. You have friends out on the road. And by the way, you're touring with Mark Lowry, and he was such instrumental, big cheerleader in the early days for you guys, and you guys remain close friends. But so first question here is, okay, traveling with Mark, is that not just a blast every night at Waffle House, every night on stage?
It's a lot of fun. We always have loved him, and we've talked about traveling together for 20 years, and we just never have. And finally, we're getting to do that and to get to hang out and like we really have wanted to do for so many years. It's so much fun.
Yeah. So the second question is, not counting someone that you currently already have a really close relationship with, like a Mark Lowry or somebody like that, who would you like to get to know better, or you would like, if you haven't had a chance to go eat with them, you thought it'd be cool to go eat with them, or it'd be cool just to sit down and actually have a little deeper conversation than just the 3 minutes we saw each other backstage somewhere. And so I'm kind of talking about homecoming circle, fellow artist, maybe a speaker or something.
Yep. I have to say, for me, I love Andy Andrews. I really do. And he's so friendly, and we have talked about, you know, getting together outside of an event.
Right.
And it just hasn't happened. And I would love for me, that's one of the things I'd like to. I like spending time with him.
Yeah.
Just brilliant with the things he says, and just to be able to kind of take it away from the front, even take it away from an event, mm-hmm. where you're just able to just sit and fellowship, yeah. just be buds, be pals, yeah. and talk about nothing if you want to, and then yeah. that'd be cool.
Joyce.
Do they have to be alive?
No. I mean, I'm not Oprah here. I'm not going to make it happen, so no.
And here he is.
No!
Hey.
That's right. Let me think for that a second, because that's a good question.
Or maybe it's somebody you find yourself saying, we really need to go to lunch, or we really need to, and you say, that person you always say we need to, but then it never happens.
I know. Charlotte Ritchie. Now, I consider her a really, really close friend, but we only hang out when we're on tour together. And we share a dressing room, Judy and Charlotte and I share a dressing room most of the time. And so we've gotten to know each other really well, but we do. Every week when we get off that bus, we look at each other and say, we need to have lunch this week. We need to go to the mall, or we need to, you know, hang out, come over to the house. And we have yet to do that, because I would like to get to know her outside of what we do, because I could call her at any time of the day or night. I know I could call her and she would be there for me. But to be able to invest some personal time and some downtime with her, that would probably be the person I would choose.
Well, you said dead or alive, but I think it would be cool to, like, Dottie Rambo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one for me. Because I talked for years about trying to write with her.
Right.
And, you know, we had, again, one of those things where when I would see her, we need to get together and write. To be able to have written a song, that would be a dream come true. Be able to go back in time and to sit down with her. She had a third grade education, and her ability to use the English language with her limited education to paint a picture of God's grace, I would love to learn from her as a songwriter, because there was never a cheesy line.
Yeah.
Everything laid in its place so well. And so that would be an amazing thing. Yeah.
Judy, your son is singing and doing music. So maybe think of the question this way. Is there somebody that you would love to be able to get him seated at a table with, fill in the blank, and just say, hey, pour into him some?
Well, as far as the homecoming family, that's something that I'd... Of course, Mr. Gaither, you would always want for somebody who has accomplished as much as he has to be able to pour into your child's life. Now, and ours, he has ours as well, and it's something we've been very grateful for and have definitely not taken that for granted, try to soak it all in. But And he is gracious enough to spend that time. He doesn't have a lot of time, but when he does, and you're right there in front of him, he's great to encourage our kids and give them pointers and advice. But Buddy Green is another one. He just has, there's such a way about him. And not because musically, he's amazing.
Right.
And there's just such deep emotion, whether it's happy or whether it's deep. You know, there's just something that's so thick about what he does. But also as a gentleman and as a Christian man who genuinely seeks the face of God and God's wisdom, that's what I want my son. That's what I want my kids to learn from.
I also love the fact that all the people that we are around in the Gaither crew come from different denominational backgrounds, and our children go to the church that we go to. And so that, you know, we were blessed traveling through our spiritually developmental years. We were influenced by a lot of different denominations. So we never had the thought that our preacher was the only one
right.
Because we met God's people, you know, in all types of churches. And our children don't get that luxury. And so Buddy Green is one of those that comes from a different background spiritually than we do. And to be able for our kids to be able to hear him speak and him break open the Word of God differently than their normal pastor would be a really cool thing.
The Martins, Joyce, Jonathan, and Judy. Wow, I'm enjoying hearing these stories and talking to these guys, but listening to their harmony from the latest a cappella project available at martinsonline.com.
Come thy fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love, thy love. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Mold me, make me, feel. Seal it for thy courts above. Seal it for thy courts above.
Sounds from the new a cappella project from the Martins. But as we flash back to the first one, of course, that has such longevity. And this is probably one of their best-known a cappella tunes, The Martins, now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Praise Father, Son.
Praise Father, Son.
Praise Father, Son. And Holy Ghost.
All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice.
forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice.
Oh, enter then his gates with joy.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, hearing the a cappella sounds of the Martins. I think we've got time for one more song to squeeze in here before we close it out, and this is one from the new a cappella project, available at martinsonline.com.
You'll never walk alone.
And blow.
Well, you guys have knocked it out of the park again. And if you want to get in touch with the Martins, you guys are socially connected in big ways, many ways. But it all stems from the old-fashioned thing they call website. And,
which, can you believe that's old-fashioned?
It's like, who even invests in websites anymore? It's all about just getting to social media. So, but you do bounce off those out.
Absolutely. Everything can be accessed through martinsonline.com. We have our Twitter feed automatically pops up there as we Twitter that, and that's connected to Facebook, which is also has an Instagram and there's some social cams going on when we're off the road. So it's a lot of fun. Keep up with us.
Did you ever think the name Martins for your band, for your group, was a little too pedestrian? I needed something a little more, because every church has got the Martins.
Church has a Martins. Yeah, we have for a long time. When we were first a group. We were called Heaven Bound. We had business cards made and everything. And then as we began to travel further and further, we heard of Heaven Bound, the trio Heaven Bound. And so we knew we couldn't use that. But then just to come up with a name, kind of like trying to name the Acapella Project, to come up with something that's clever, unique, somebody doesn't have, it was just too daunting for us. So we just said, you know what, we're the Martins.
And it works.
It has.
We went through that again when we first met up with Mark and Michael. Michael and Bill and a few other people had started a record label, and so they were talking to us about becoming part of that. And that's one of our big meetings we had, was trying to figure out a different name, because it was just too plain. It was like me and the Smiths. It was like me and the Joneses. The Martins, and yeah, we tried to come up with something cool and clever and awesome, and we came up with the Martins.
Well, hey, we're glad that they came up with it, because it stuck, and we know who you are that way.
We're in friends.
That's right. That's right. Thanks for taking time for us. This has been great.
Always.
You always do a great job.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.